Joining us here in the new 99.5FM.com is Donna White of the Department of Housing and Urban Development in Washington. And Donna, yesterday a group of former residents and activists marched into the St. Bernard Housing Project, or what's left of it, in New Orleans, took up residence and refused to leave. What does HUD plan to do in that situation, since you're directly in control of those properties via Hannah?
Well, I am getting, you know, here, I am here in Washington, and I've heard from our people in New Orleans that all of the residents did leave. I'm not aware of any residents still being there or activists still being there. I have heard promises that they will continue to come back to clean up, but I am not aware of anyone still being there.
There's been movement amongst the activists to reoccupy those properties. What is HUD's plan of those properties currently?
Okay, right now, you know, of course we are in a lawsuit, so it's going to limit to, you know, how much I can say, where residents have sued the Hano to not demolish any units. But where we are, the Department of Housing and Urban Development that took over the Housing Authority of New Orleans a few years ago is in a position now, after the storm damage that came from Hurricane Katrina, is to redevelop those four developments that took in a lot of water: C.J. Peet, B.W. Cooper, Lafitte, and St. Bernard, to redevelop those public housing developments into mixed-income communities. This has been done in a lot of other cities, you know, take Atlanta, Chicago, and here in Washington, D.C., where the outcome of a mixed-income community has worked well.
How does it bear resemblance to what was done at the former St. Bernard Housing Project, now called River Garden, the Hope
you mean
6
St. Thomas.
St. Thomas.
Yes.
You might say
St. Thomas. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the, you know, you could look at that as a model in that the design where you have low-rise buildings that are in single-family type homes where there are not the large structures that exist now, where it's essentially warehousing people. The secretary has always said that he believes that low-income families deserve better. I don't know if you all have had an opportunity to take a look at the Fisher Public Housing Development, where there's the old Fisher units, and then we're putting up, the Housing Authority is putting up new sort of single-family homes with walkable streets and just overall better housing.
These housing projects contain, these mixed-use facilities contain basically 30% subsidized housing, 30%. How do the ratios break down?
Normally it breaks down where you have market rate housing at about 30%. You also have home ownership at about 30%, and you have affordable housing at 30%, and that could be public housing or some of that, but all of it, you know, can be used, barring the market rate housing, that could be used for families who are of low income.
So what I'm asking on the home ownership side, so people can use their, if they have subsidized housing, they can use their own sort of Section 8 vouchers to go towards owning the home.
That's correct. That's right.
But how does this go into the whole model that you don't want to have more than 30% endemic poverty in a community?
Well, that's the thing, too. Not all of that housing will go back on the same development, you know, in the same site. For example, we have an alliance with Providence and Enterprise to redevelop Lafitte. While families are, you know, can come back to that Treme neighborhood, they will not all be located in the same location where Lafitte, the actual public housing development, was. They would be spread out among that entire Treme neighborhood.
Let's get to the crux of the question. A lot of these activists are saying they want to come home now, and this is their places. Is there a plan to be able to bring some of the evacuees into subsidized housing in the next 3 to 4 months?
That's what we'd like. You know, I'm going to tell you, the Hano
but is
staff...
There, but there's there. I know it's what you'd like. Is there a plan to do that?
Yes, the plan, and we've been working on this plan for a little while now, and we're continuing to work hard on the plan. Plan is to bring back housing. We know that there is an immediate housing need. We're planning to try to open up another 1,000 units in addition to the 1,000 that are already open. We're about halfway there. We've already, you know, B.W. Cooper is scheduled to be redeveloped. That's, you know, torn down and rebuilt as a mixed-income neighborhood. But what we've done, about 50-some families have already moved back in. we're using some of those units temporarily so that families can come back to New Orleans. We're doing the
same
families,
thing. Those families that have moved back into B.W. Cooper, when will they be asked to leave?
Well, we can't say right now. I mean, we're working on it. It's difficult because we're looking at possibly phasing in our development of these units.
So it's difficult to
say that now, but what we've done to address that immediate housing need is to allow families to move back temporarily. We're doing that as well as Iberville.
What is the future of Iberville?
Again, Iberville is not slated for redevelopment. Right now, we're focusing on those developments that were damaged by Katrina, and that's C.J. Pete, B.W. Cooper, Lafitte, and St. Bernard.
Are there any future plans to redevelop Iberville at all?
I can't speak to that right now.
Okay. Mayor Nagin had come out and said that he had discussions with Secretary Jackson about allowing people to use some of the temporary housing. One of the points he made was B.W. Cooper. Was that the reason why some of the apartments where B.W. Cooper were allowed to be reoccupied?
I'm aware that the mayor and the secretary have had fruitful discussions, positive discussions about the public housing. You know, I believe we had actually started reopening B.W. Cooper, though, prior to that discussion. But we are, you know, with the mayor and the secretary are in agreement on what we need to do in terms of reopening or opening, some of the public housing and trying a phased-in approach to bring back immediate housing that's needed.
And one other thing, Donna White, you have a new 800 number.
Well, we don't. We will soon be developing and creating an 800 number. But right now, families who are not receiving a disaster voucher, who are not participating in our disaster voucher program, that was a program created after Katrina to house families through a special voucher program. Some families may still be living with other family members. They may be living in a FEMA trailer. We really need those families who were registered residents of Hano to contact Hano, because when the secretary says he wants every family that was a resident prior to the storm to have the opportunity to come back to live in New Orleans, we need their contact information. We don't want to begin calling families and not be able to locate them because they're not in our system. So that's something that we're really trying to reach out to those families who may not be in Hano's system at this time with recent contact information, a telephone number, an address, anything.
Donna White, thank you for joining us here on the new 99.5 FM.com.